proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our series about Malachi to the Messiah, the intertestamental period. In today's session, we'll look at the rise of the Hasmonean dynasty. Around B.C. 161, Seleucid armies under King Antiochus IV of Syria killed Judah Maccabee at the Battle of Alasa. Judah's brothers Simon and Jonathan replaced him. After a siege of the encampment at Beth Hogla, Jonathan proposed to the Seleucid commander a peace treaty. The latter commander accepted this offer and withdrew his troops. Judah Maccabee, prior to his death, had sent emissaries to make a treaty with the then Roman Republic. His brother Jonathan renewed that agreement. Jonathan also sought alliances with other nations, such as Sparta. Due to dissensions in the Seleucid Empire in Syria following the death of Antiochus IV, Jonathan increased his power. He became, in addition to the leader, he became the high priest. In B.C. 150, he received an appointment to be the civil governor in that territory. Simon replaced his brother, Jonathan, as the leader of the Jewish resistance movement. This took place in B.C. 142. Simon founded a line of Jewish kings known as the Hasmonean dynasty. They took their title from a presumed distant ancestor named Hashbon. Simon reigned until B.C. 135, when his son-in-law had him assassinated. Simon's son, John Hyrcanus, succeeded him, both as the governor of Judea and as the Jewish high priest. John Hyrcanus ruled as a semi-autonomous vassal of the Seleucid Empire. Early in the term of John Hyrcanus, a Seleucid monarch attacked Jerusalem. The Judean monarch reportedly took 3,000 talents from King David's sepulcher and used that money to pay off the invaders and get them to leave. In B.C. 110, though, further civil wars plagued the Seleucid Empire. John Hyrcanus took that opportunity of dissension in the Seleucid Empire. He took that opportunity to declare Judean independence. One of his first acts as an independent king involved conquering Samaria and Edom. John Hyrcanus' policies entailed forcibly converting his non-Judean subjects, forcibly converting them to Judaism. This practice would have significant consequences for the Hasmonean dynasty several decades later. John Hyrcanus wanted his wife to follow him on the Judean throne. However, when he died in B.C. 104, John Hyrcanus' older son Aristobulus succeeded him. Aristobulus imprisoned his mother as well as his older brothers. He had a very abbreviated reign, succumbing to illness in B.C. 103. After the death of Aristobulus, his widow freed his imprisoned brothers. One of these brothers, Alexander Janneus, succeeded Aristobulus as the next Hasmonean monarch of Judah. Alexander Janneus lost territories to the Nabatean Arabs at the Battle of Gadara in B.C. 93. This defeat aroused intense opposition amongst Alexander Janneus' Judean subjects. Alexander Janneus continued to reign until his death in B.C. 76. Alexander's wife, Salome Alexandra, followed him on the throne in B.C. 76. She reigned for 9 years, until her death. Her sons, John Hyrcanus II, the older son, and Aristobulus II, the younger son, her sons waged civil war against one another for a prolonged period of time. This civil war would have dire consequences upon the people of Judea. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.